This is Dr. Sebastian Kulaski, report on patient Cyrus Hawthorne. Cyrus Hawthorne is here for positive Cologuard for colon cancer screening. With Hodgkin polypectomy, colonoscopy, biopsy instrument, colonoscopy, precision colon. At the ileocecal valve, at the proximal lip of the ileocecal valve, I saw like a polypoid thickening of the ileocecal valve, which was entering into the terminal, into the inner side of the ileocecal valve. Not sure whether this is a polyp versus prolastum ileum, but I did a biopsy of that, which was like a diagnosis. And then coming up at the proximal ascending colon, it was a flat, white-based polyp, note about 3 to 4 centimeter diameter with indentation. It does not look like to be removed completely and safely with the Hodgkin polypectomy. Because of the nature of the polyp, it would need endoscopy mucosal resection. So, but I did the biopsy, so therefore it's like a diagnosis. Coming out, patient has serious diverticulosis, very liquidy stool throughout the trago and system. Could chip patient some more polyps in the colon, that was a possibility there. Around like 40 centimeters from the anus, the sphingoid cord, distal sphingoid cord, the proximal sphingoid cord, 40 centimeters from the anus, I saw a large pedicular polyp about 2 centimeters in diameter on a long stalk. This polyp was removed with harsh nail polypectin, certainly no post polypectin bleeding. The stalk was also removed and set in a separate jar to see if there's any invasion of this polyp into the stalk. Since it was polypectomy site appeared to be white ulceration, non-bleeding, even though it was not bleeding, so I could put a metallic clip as prophylaxis. I injected also a tattoo the area with a blacking a few folds above and a few folds below to this polypectomy site in the sigmoid colon. The tattooing was also done for proximal ascending colon polyp for the future reference. When the patient is going to send for a colonoscopy with the endoscopy mucosal resection. Coming down at 20 centimeters, I saw semi-pedicular polyp about 8 millimeters to 1 centimeter polyp, removed the Hodgkin polypectomy successfully, no post-polypectomy bleeding noted. It's called a rectum retroperitoneal trauma, lovely, it's a nasty tumor. First time patient on colonoscopy after the cecum, number 2, tortuous colon with a fair prep, number 3, ileocecal wall thickening / polyp noted. Biopsy was taken as like diagnosis. It appeared like it is entering into the inner lip of the ileocecal valve, but the it was not removed completely because the location of this mucosal change, and I'm not sure it was like it is prolastum ileum versus a polyp, but the biopsy was taken and will basically ultimately give us some conclusive diagnosis. Number 2, proximal ascending colon polyp about 3 centimeter in diameter, white base with thickening of mucosa associated with it with indentation. This is very suspicious for certainly hydra dysplasia, but certainly most likely tubular lymphadenoma, or this could be carcinoma in situ. It doesn't look like it would be safe to remove with the endoscopy. With endoscopy and just simple snaring. This patient would need an endoscopy in the course of the section to see if that could be removed endoscopically. It was also, it did the biopsy, and a black ink was injected just to localize the area. Depending on the endoscopy in the course of the section, depending on the pathology of that, if it looks like it has a higher dysplasia or any adenoma, adenocarcinoma changes depending on the penetration of that. If it seems like it could not be removed completely, then patient will be sent to surgery for possible segmental resection. Number 3, a large pedicular polyp about 2 centimeter in diameter, likely present on a long stalk. This polyp was removed in complete resection. This polyp was removed with the Hodgkin polypectomy successfully. No post polypectomy bleeding. The stalk was also removed separately. In a separate jar to see if there's any invasion of the growth inside that stalk. Even though the polypectomy site was not bleeding, so I put a metallic clip for the prophylaxis. This area was also tattooed, two folds above, three folds below. The area was tattooed for the future reference. And if it looks like the stalk has invasion of the cancer cells, then patient would be sent to a surgeon for possible segments of the section. Number four, number five was a semi-pedunculate polyp, about like 1 centimeter in diameter. Noted at 20 centimeters from the anus. It was removed harsh layer polyp, successfully, no post-polyp bleeding. Because of the nature of PrEP, the patient has some more polyps in the colon, colorectal area, that could be the possibility there. A patient also had some hemorrhoid accumulation. I wish for the cold biopsy, the irreducible polyp, and the proximal ascending colon polyp. If those biopsies and the tube looks, I referred the patient to ORMC-CARE, to Dr. Vanessa Jalu for a possible EMR of this polypoid growth in the ileocecal valve and also proximal ascending colon, especially if the ileocecal valve biopsy comes out to be tubular vitrectomy. And number three, I wait for the pedunculate polyp, which are removed in the sigmoid colon, depending on pathology. If it looks like there's no invasion of the stalk and the margins are clear, then there's no need for referral to surgeon. But if the margin does not appear to be clear and also has an invasion in the stalk, then patient is going to be referred to the surgeon for possible segment of the section. And since this was the mark with the tattooing, it'd be easier for the surgeon to localize it. Number five, wait for the polyp pathology, 20 centimeters, and recommend end of dictation. I told the patient at the point that he's developing abdominal pain or rectal bleeding. He's reported to the ER as soon as possible and let us know and go to the ER as soon as possible for the possibility of the bleeding from the polypectomy site. Even though the polypectomy site was clipped, metallic clip was applied in the last pedunculate polyp. End of dictation, please send the copy to Dr. Keith, BGBEIGIE, and copy Dr. Parinsetti. Their procedure was April 9, 2022, April 9, 2022, second patient option.